The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David.
What up, though?
No. Are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we
do? We give the people what they want.
Jalen, I am so excited to talk to you about Lou Williams' trip to Magic City and how that is going to impact the NBA bubble. But we start with Major League Baseball. The Florida Marlins have 7 additional players and 2 additional coaches test positive for COVID-19. That brings their total to 13. Their game has been postponed, as has the game between their former opponent, Philadelphia, and the New York Yankees. Jalen, just how bad is this for baseball?
One word comes to mind: arrogance. Have they not been paying attention to the statistics as it relates to COVID-19? And how the cases continue to spike, and pay attention to the other professional sports, how they're trying to either start and or complete a season, like the NBA and WNBA put its players in a bubble, or the National Hockey NHL League put its players in a hub city, or Major League Soccer players in a bubble, or even Fight Island with Dana White and his fighters. I don't understand why Major League Baseball and the NFL think that their players and their coaches and their staffers are going to show up, play a game, and then just fall back into society and not get affected in any way, shape, or form by COVID-19. I just don't understand this level of thinking.
This disease is running rampant. It's airborne. It's everywhere. We know where it is particularly dangerous in certain parts, especially the southern part of our country. And to have home games being played in these regions and to have players travel in and out of these regions just doesn't really make sense. Now, this can go one of two ways. They have taxi teams. They could bring up replacements and sort of keep it moving and do this next man up thing and kind of keep testing and keep getting positives and keep replacing people and try to make the season happen. Or this could be like when Rudy Gobert tested positive and they canceled the games that night and didn't come back for 4 months. We'll be tracking it very closely. But something we are tracking very closely is the NBA's bubble. And we've got an update, and we need you to take us behind the curtain. Jalen, this story has 3 elements, 3 things in it that you are extremely passionate and knowledgeable and have decades of experience to draw upon. And of course, I'm talking about NBA basketball. You're the greatest NBA basketball player in the world. Lemon pepper chicken wings. I know you're a lemon pepper chicken wing enthusiast. And gentlemen's clubs. 3 things you have decades of experience with. And all 3 elements are involved in this story. Of course, you know by now, Lou Williams went to a funeral in his family. Our condolences to Williams and his family. And also picked up some wings at Magic City. Rapper Jack Harlow posted a picture of the 2 of them, then said he was just reminiscing. It was an old picture. Then Lou Williams admitted he went to Magic City to get the wings. Jalen, take us behind the curtain. What happened?
Let me take you behind the curtain. First and foremost, David Jacoby, as a retired, car-carrying, Hall of Fame, champagne and campaign first team member in sports and entertainment, it is off limits to be taking pictures in the gentleman's club. Number
what
1
are you doing, Jack?
So that was the first mistake. Number 2, definitely shouldn't be posting it in any way, shape, or form. Where's your awareness? That's why the term gentleman comes into play. And for everybody that's dealing with this pandemic right now, just ask yourself, how many times have you gone to a restaurant and got carry out? How many times have you gone to a restaurant, depending on where you are, and sat down to eat? I am tired of this hypocrisy that mainstream America continues to foster and try to act like going to an adult entertainment establishment is so very taboo. I'm not breaking any news here. Men like to be at happy hour, on a golf course, and or they enjoy adult entertainment. Look at any major metropolitan city. There are more strip clubs than colleges. Okay, the porn industry is a multi-trillion dollar industry that we continue to try to act like it does not exist or people don't patronize their businesses. Well, they do. And lastly, these places also have kitchens, some of the best food imaginable. Trust me, I had a couple of places before I was retired in Detroit, and you noticed, Jacoby, that I would go there to get the lobster tails. Okay, and not only based on your introduction, am I not an expert? I'm an expert in Atlanta. Depending on what day it is, are you kidding me? Y'all just got to be accepting of the day, because if this was Sunday, he would have been at Pink Pony. Okay, if this was Tuesday, probably would have been at Onyx. Do you know where David Jacoby and I met? You really want to know where David Jacoby and I met 10 years ago before we were old and washed up? You know we were? An adult entertainment place in Atlanta. That's cultural. Allegedly. That's what they do. It is so very normal. It is like breathing to go to an adult entertainment place to get food. So I'm glad the NBA, unlike the rest of the world, did not overreact to Lou Will going to get his famous wings that are on the menu.
Now, the NBA, they look at the activities that someone does when they break the bubble, and then they sort of decide how long that person then needs to quarantine. They decide that Lou Will needs to quarantine for 10 days. But I want to make it clear, that's not necessarily because he got chicken wings at Magic City. That could be because he went to a funeral, and we have seen some funerals and weddings and events like that be super spreader events in the past. And I also want to say this. Lou Will did not break any laws. He did not break any COVID protocols, as far as I know. He had a mask on. That place is open for dine-in. I looked it up. I did research on this. Magic City is open for dine-in. So he technically went to a restaurant. So I think there's a little bit of overreaction to this. I think it's funny because it's Lou Williams and because it's Magic City. We all know the history of Magic City with NBA players. Just go Google it if you don't know. But I will say this, that it's not that big of a violation of health and safety protocols. I'm sure somewhere in the 130-page document that they gave out to NBA players that it said, please don't go in dine in restaurants. That's fine. I'm sure he probably violated that. But just the fact that it's Magic City, I think, makes this a bigger story than it is. And I think that Lou Will is actually going to miss two games now because of this. Two regular season games. I don't think the Clippers seating is at stake. But I will say this, Jalen. If you look at the menu, he's got his own wings. Of course, when he's out of the bubble, eating whatever food he wants in his hometown of Atlanta, he's going to eat the wings that are named after him. That's what's going to happen. However, Lou Will wasn't the only person that broke quarantine and went to Atlanta. My co-host Jalen Rose did as well. And he says that he's retired from strip clubs. But then I see this tweet on his account. I was like, is this his real account? This tweet, I was just in ATL, didn't realize Magic was open. Noted. Jalen, please, please stay safe when you break your quarantine. Please.
Family, I'm glad you broke it down the way that you did, because all of this is about perception. And I know that I joke a lot. And for the people who see this show for the first time, like, oh, why is he being so cavalier about a topic? Because a lot of people are being phony. The same people that patronize adult entertainment establishments are the same people that try to act like it's taboo and he committed a crime. They have amazing food. He's a native of Atlanta. It's a legal business to operate. And for those who have never been, adult entertainment establishments are really entertaining. Okay. Just like some of you may love sports, there are people, and I fell into this category for a long part of my life, that loved adult entertainment establishments just as much, if not more, than sports. Lou Will, after his 10-day quarantine, deserves to have his number retired by the rest of the players before he ever takes the court.
I love this. And two things I want to add. Number one, Jack Harlow should not have posted that, but Lou Will posed for the picture. And I've seen you pose for, I don't know, thousands of pictures in my life. But I know you well enough to know that if someone said, Jalen, I'm a big fan, I'd love a picture with you, and you were inside an adult establishment, you would not pose for the picture. I really believe that. And number two, Lou Will did nothing wrong. He's going to miss two games, and he's going to be right back on the floor. And the Clippers are missing everybody right now. If you look at all the players that they're missing their entire team. However, they're all going to be back. You know, I think people, Pat Bev is already back. Montrezl Harrell will be back. And Lou will be back on the court
Jacoby.
Healthy. As soon as he stays in his room.
For he 10 plays minutes. On the Clips. He might be in a bubble another 3 months. Did you look at LeBron and Dame Lillard when they were saying goodbye to their families? They compared it to doing a bid. That's what their approach was. So if you're Lou Will and you're in your hometown, you're going to do what you do before you get inside the bubble.
What's wrong with going to eat some chicken wings named after you at a restaurant you frequent after you just attended a family funeral? I see nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing.
All I know is this. All I know is this, Jacoby. When I get back to Atlanta, I'm trying them lemon pepper barbecue wings.
Please be safe.
Well done.
Well, you are no longer allowed to come over my home. Moving on. Actual game action in the NBA bubble took place, and James Harden is taking up where he left off. He had 31 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. He did it on 7 for 15 shooting in 31 minutes. Now remember, he's only taking 15 shots, and Russell Westbrook wasn't playing. What do you think about James Harden's big performance?
I think so many times we throw around the term walking bucket when it actually applies to a guy that's putting up numbers that have not been seen in the NBA as it relates to scoring since Michael Jordan. And James Harden finishing at the bucket, getting to the free throw line. But that three-point shot and his range and ability in tight quarters to get a jumper off the dribble with accuracy, regardless of how much is being contested, is what truly impresses me about the growth in this game. He was already an underrated passer for a guy we've seen had the most total assists in the league for a season. But the way he scores the ball constantly and you know it's coming is as great as we've ever seen.
Well, you mentioned LeBron, and we had a very encouraging performance from someone who's going to be important for the Lakers playoff run, and that is a gentleman by the name Michigan's own Kyle Kuzma. Kuz played really well. He had 25 points, 5 for 7 from 3. Now, you always spoke about him sort of being an X factor on this team. I think between him and KCP and Danny Green, someone needs to be this 20-point scorer to go along with AD and LeBron. Do you think they can rely on this from King Kuz?
I absolutely believe that they can rely on him because his role was a lot bigger before LeBron and or AD arrived. Remember, as a young player, he got a chance to be on the Lake Show stage, and people got a chance to see flashes of his ability to score the basketball in all phases. He struggled before the bubble shooting the three. You talked about him making threes in the bubble, but as long as he's moving and cutting and getting offensive rebounds and getting out on the break and getting loose balls and finishing them that way and not necessarily relying on the offense to always be run for him, I think he'll be very effective, and I think he's one of those guys that people, when they talk about the Lakers being able to win it all, are underestimating how his productivity is going to be a catalyst towards that.
Yes. I mean, not only was he adjusting to a brand new roster and a new head coach, he also had some injuries, and I think maybe these 4 months off could have squared that all away for him. Jalen, we have some big news in the NFL as well. It seemed like it happened 3 weeks ago, but it was just a couple days ago that the Jets traded Jamal Adams to the Seahawks. If you take a look at the package, the Jets get back. They get Bradley McDougald. They get a 2021 first-round pick. They get a 2021 third-round pick and a 2022 first-round pick. That's a lot that the Seahawks gave up for one of the best defensive players in the NFL right now. I would say top 5 defensive player in the NFL. What do you think about this deal for both the Seahawks and the Jets?
I actually believe it makes sense for both teams, and let me tell you why. The Jets are still searching for an identity. Right now, their owner is being investigated for racist and sexual remarks. We don't know what's going to happen with that scenario. We still need to see if Adam Gase can actually coach and be successful in New York. We also want to see if Sam Darnold can become one of the top quarterbacks that can be a franchise one with their team. And they still have Le'Veon Bell under contract, who's clearly unhappy with Jamal Adams as he departed town. So it makes sense for them. They're not trying to win now. So they need a couple of firsts. They need that third. They need that fourth. They need to build something. If you're Seattle, this is exactly what you need. You want to come to the practice field if you're Pete Carroll and be like, okay, Bobby Wagner, all pro. Don't Don't even have to think about it. Oh, Russell Wilson, elite quarterback. Huh? Don't even have to think about it. What I believe they should do now, Jacoby, y'all got to go all in on Jadeveon Clowney now.
Yes, that's Seattle, exactly what I was thinking.
Y'all got to go all in on Jadeveon
Clowney now. Exactly what I was thinking.
Now. Because if you have Clowney
and then Wagner and then Adams, if you have one at every level, I mean, there's not a transcendent talent at every level. I don't understand why Jadeveon Clowney is not signed yet. Jaylen,
new era Legion of Boom right there.
I have so much more to update you on. Another big bold performance. Sabrina Ionescu's debut and an update on Joel Embiid's health. All that coming up
free
next.
Stay tuned. Free Lil Will.
Jaylen and Jacoby is brought to you by Corona Extra. Find your beach.
Welcome back to Jaylen and Jacoby. It is time for Jaylen's favorite segment where he decides what we discuss. It is time.
Woo, tang.
Keep it moving.
Woo, tang.
If you want to discuss the topics, say hit the brakes. If not, meet you in Method Man. Keep it moving. Jaylen, we start with an update on the health of Joel Embiid. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Get well soon, big fella. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
All right.
We keep it moving.
Kristaps Porzingis is missing a game for one of the strangest reasons I've ever heard. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The NBA is doing a terrific job of holding players to accountable. Kristaps missed a test. Millsap missed a test. Therefore, they'll miss a game. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. Mm-hmm. We keep it moving.
Another big bowl performance. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
After Bol Bol's first big performance in the bubble, you could say to yourself, hey, maybe he had a great day. Maybe he was just excited. Maybe everyone else is rusty. But now it's two games in a row where Bol Bol has really performed well. He had 15 points, 6 for 19 from the field. Not exactly great numbers, but he looked good on both ends of the floor. Is this someone that they're going to actually rely on for playoff production?
Absolutely. We talked about wild cards on their squad. Bol Bol, mm-hmm. Michael Porter Jr. If one of those guys can be really productive playing alongside the Joker, one a defensive presence in Bol that can make threes, another one as a slasher, and Michael Porter Jr. that can also make jump shots to create off the dribble, if they could get those guys to be productive with the depth that they already have, now all of a sudden your pick of the Denver Nuggets being a team that can upset the Los Angeles squads in the bubble seems more realistic.
Absolutely. And how do you feel if you're the Heat when you drafted Bol 44th and then traded him to the Nuggets to watch him do this? Moving on, our girl Sabrina Ionescu had her debut. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
She'll get it together. She struggled in open night, but she's one of our favorite. Keep it moving for now.
All right, keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Liberty and the Storm left the court before the national anthem. Keep hit moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
There was some confusion. They did not leave during the anthem. They left before the anthem. Could you see this as something that NBA players emulate when it's time for regular season games?
The bottom line is sports politicized the anthem because they started getting checks in order to do so. If you have an issue with how players conduct themselves during the anthem, either A, don't play it. You don't play the second verse for that same reason. And or B, like they started to do in the NFL, just don't show what happens during that period of time.
Good point. Moving on to the NFL, Dalvin Cook and his team are still at odds. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Well, they lost Stephon Diggs, so they got to take care of him. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
Moving now.
We keep it moving.
One running back to another. Saquon Barkley gets out of a pool in a way.
Hit the brakes.
Keep moving or hit the brakes. Saquon Barkley, known for his strong quads, and he really shows them off. We've seen people jump out of pools, but he makes it look like he's climbing up a staircase. Like Saquon Barkley just box jumps out of pools like he's not even in water. This video is absolutely amazing. Jaylen, what do you think about his jumping out of pools?
Here's what I think. When you start talking about squads with weapons in the NFC, you ready for this? I know no. Y'all gave him a nickname too early. Mr. Daniel, that plays quarterback with the Giants. Danny but Dimes? I'll tell you, He's surrounded by weapons at tight end, at receiver, Saquon in the backfield. Like, they're going to make some noise offensively this year. Don't sleep.
We'll be right back. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, so much has happened in the world of sports in the past 48 hours that we haven't even gotten to. Coach Thibodeau being very close to being announced as the new head coach of the New York Knicks. What do you think of Coach Tibbs returning to MSG?
He deserved another opportunity. Developed young talent in Chicago. Derrick Rose became an MVP. Jimmy Butler eventually became an all-star. And Joakim Noah, defensive player of the year. It didn't necessarily work out in Minnesota with Jimmy, but Karl-Anthony Towns continued to ascend, wasn't able to get the most out of Wiggins, was there in New York under Van Gundy and won a championship the last time they had a culture, an assistant in Boston when they won a championship. I think it's a safe choice. I would have tried to go for a home run choice, in my opinion, with like a Mark Jackson, Tyronn Lue, or even a Jason Kidd, but I understand what they were trying to get accomplished.
Little known fact, Coach Tibbs was all those players' coaches and also mine at the Harvard basketball camp when I was about 12 years old. Jalen, in honor of Lou Williams getting chicken wings, we're going to have a Lou Williams moment of the day every day until he is free. And it is time for the Lou Will moment of the day. Jalen, let's celebrate this great basketball player.
We got to pay homage to a great American legend. If you've ever been in Atlanta, depending on what day it is, it could be Pink Pony, it could be Magic City, it could be Tootsies, it could be Strokers, it could be Follies. Like, this is just normal muscle memory behavior. We must free Lou Will, okay? He went free to a Lou restaurant Will. That was open, and they have amazing food. You should try it
went to a
day.
Restaurant. He just went to a restaurant. What did he do wrong? Did Zion Williams not go to a restaurant the whole time he was out the bubble? Did all the other Clippers not go to a restaurant all the time they were out of the bubble? Free Lou Will.
Free Lou Will.
We will be back tomorrow on ESPN 1 at 4 p.m. Stay tuned. And also, subscribe to our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.